Chapter 1, The Need for Living Skills Education. Inspired by Mrs. Laughlin, my first grade teacher, I devoted my life to the goal of teaching children. At first, I was thrilled with my job as a public school educator. I had been committed to traditional ways of relating to children and to getting them to jump through the hoops associated with traditional education. However, after a few years in the classroom, I became concerned as I observed children master academic subjects without understanding the first thing about how to live their lives intelligently and responsibly. About this time, I experienced a crucial turning point in my life. It was brought about by a visit I made to the home of a young boy. Guy, a 10-year-old boy in an after-school program I directed, was a puzzle to me and a problem to his parents. He had failed 2 grades in school and was threatened with expulsion when his exasperated mother called on me for help. I visited Guy at his home and was treated to a backyard spectacle. A 3-storied treehouse had been expertly constructed high in the boughs of several avocado trees. The structure had running water, electricity, a small refrigerator, a rope and pulley elevator, a thatched roof, and windows with glass in them. I was amazed to learn that the treehouse was a product of Guy's own imagination and ingenuity. This young entrepreneur had convinced the neighborhood children to earn their membership in the Treehouse Club by selling avocados from the backyard trees. Guy had kept careful accounting and organized ongoing fundraisers, which had benefited the individual club members as well as the overall club operations. Overwhelmed by the size and scope of Guy's backyard project, I asked him, "What do you think you do well?" "Nothing. I'm not good at sports, I can't draw or sing, and you know how I'm doing in school." Guy paused for a moment, then looked directly into my eyes. "Is that why you came to see me?" he asked. "Are you disappointed in me too?" I was devastated by Guy's response. Here was a boy who viewed himself as a failure in spite of his obvious accomplishments. My visit with Guy confirmed my worst fears about my professional goals. While academic education is important, mastering academics cannot ensure a child's happiness and success. I thought about the 6 years it had taken to become a teacher and the additional years I devoted to honing my professional skills. I wondered how my training and credentials could be utilized in a more meaningful way. My journey from traditional academic education to living skills education led to 2 important insights that changed the direction and mission of my life. Insight number 1, the root cause of all the world's major problems is irresponsible people. People who behave in unintelligent, untrustworthy ways. These people create difficult and sometimes detrimental situations for themselves and others. Insight number 2, the first step to solving the world's major problems is to raise children who are responsible for themselves, responsible in their relationship with others, and responsible in the way they relate to the things in their environments. While these insights might seem obvious, several factors seem to prevent the proliferation of responsible people. These are discussed in Chapter 2 and Chapter 3.